KJW Mobile.
Hey, KO4 HKX.
Good frosty morning, Patrick. It's frosty outside.
Yeah, it was nice and cool up at the house.
All these houses are like popsicles. They got frosting all over them. I guess that's because of Valentine's Day, huh?
Might have been a few cold houses last night.
It's cold, and this truck is not heated.
Nothing I have has a heated steering wheel, so yeah, they're all cold when you get in them.
For many, many years, while I was not flying or going to the transfer station, so I'm just now getting used to running it again. It's a good little truck. I kind of like this truck. I feel like a miniature version of Patrick.
I got
Toyota Tacoma, 1996. I was on my way home from work one day with a 12-year-old Toyota truck. And I said, it had been totaled, and the insurance company tried to give me a total, and I said no, and I had them build it back. And I should have paid attention to them, because it was in bad shape. So on my way home from work, I just stopped in at the Toyota place and said, I want another one just like it, and I got this one. And I've had it ever since, and it's a good truck. I like it.
Those were good trucks. I had a 98 Tacoma.
Complicated. You look under the engine, it's got like things you'd make tin cans out of holding things in place, but it works. They don't break loose after 20 years, 30 years.
What do you say about that KISS method?
It's simple. Coming off of the horizon over here in Greer, where are you?
I'm in Poinsett Highway on Old Buncombe Road.
Down here already. You already came down the mountain. How was your trip down the mountain?
It was uneventful, so that's the way I like it. Just a nice, smooth ride.
What's on the new antenna in the black hole?
I don't want to try it out good yet. Haven't had anybody to carry on a QSO with that time of day.
It's the same time of day, right? But sometimes later than others?
Yes, sir. Sometimes it's, 4 o'clock, and then sometimes it's 9 o'clock.
Where Ariel did the presentation at the Greer Club meeting last night, I don't know if anybody recorded it or not, but somebody told him it was a really good one, which is not unusual for Ariel.
I'd like to make that meeting, but I just couldn't pull it off last night.
I would have liked to have been there too, but couldn't do it. But maybe, I know Steve was looking for his video camera. I don't know if he found it. If he found it, maybe he recorded it. We'll get a digital copy of it.
I just talked Ariel into coming over and doing a Zoom one on the Greenville Club.
Well, now there's an idea. I didn't think about that. Johnny's the one that coordinates that. We need to run that by him.
Some good, useful information just for everyday protecting your radio and your equipment.
To what extent he went with, like, lightning protection and that kind of stuff. I know the president of the club's got a really good presentation that he does on grounding. And he does it's good to revisit that every now and then. So if you ever hear him doing that, that's one you don't want to miss.
I don't make that. But, yeah, you got a lot of newer hams coming in, so revisiting some of that older basic information is a good thing to do every now and then.
They think that you've got it, but that's not the case. You see, every time I see his, I don't miss it whenever it comes back up. And every time I go to it, I catch something I didn't catch the time before.
You think the longer he does it, the better he gets at presenting it, and the more information, more prevalent information he knows how to get out.
That's a very good point. I do remember the second one being much better than the first one. He's more relaxed and can, other people are more relaxed, and questions come out that are good questions that we would have breezed over if somebody hadn't slowed it down a little bit and asked a question. Boy, it's a beautiful day over here. I'm climbing up on top of the hill where I can see that mountain ridge just past Tom's house. And man, is it beautiful over here. That sunshine against those mountains, and clear and cold, beautiful out here.
The thing about that cold is it always makes things really clear on these mornings like this. I always love it like this.
But sitting up on a hill where there's not a whole lot of traffic, in a chair with the ground station and some goggles and a transmitter in your hand and flying up to the mountains with your goggles on. It's beautiful. Big thick coat, a scarf, some gloves, that kind of stuff. Yeah, really crisp, clear flight.
One of those quadcopters up in the air with a camera on it right now, taking some pictures of the sunrise and all that area you're talking about.
2 years ago, I did that a bunch. Every morning, I get up and film the sunrise with a quadcopter up about, anywhere between 200 and 400 feet. And man, I got some beautiful panoramas. I take 42 pictures. You go up in the middle, down, up, middle, down, and rotate. And in the end, you'd have 40 pictures like you were on the inside of a globe. And then their software will stitch all that together into one enormous panorama. Made some really beautiful desktops for my PC, where I've got two monitors side by side, and they're about 3 feet each long. And you put that up there, you can see from one end of the horizon to the other. And it's really, really good detail.
That's beautiful when you take pictures like that. But hey, have you ever seen like the fishbowl cameras where they're taking pictures 360 degrees of you? Have you ever messed with any of that?
It was like the next greatest thing after the GoPro Heroes came out. And yeah, I've seen a lot of guys mount those on their airplane. And it's weird, you got to get used to it because it distorts the screen, but you can see everything. But once you get used to that distortion and your mind can, put that back together, you can pan around while the video's playing. You can spin it around yourself, and you can look backwards and forward and sideways, independent of what the camera was doing. So that's pretty cool. Yeah, I've seen those. I don't have one, but they're kind of expensive. I've looked into them. I just haven't chomped down on the bit yet on that one.
I don't know, a few years ago, we sold a Pilot brand version of that camera, and I have one of them. And, yeah, I'd take it to Christmas parties, and I'd hang it in the ceiling and things like that where you could watch the whole room, and you could just spin around. And I had control of it on my phone sitting down at a table, and you could watch everything. It's pretty neat how it works, and, yeah, it does take just a little bit of getting used to, but they have options where you can, when you play back the recording, where it doesn't look like a fishbowl, you're just spinning around like a 2D picture.
Then, they have that with regular cameras, too, where you can get it to flatten it out so that it's like fisheye or not. Anyway, I'm here at the landfill. I'm gonna go in and unload, and then I'll be back. KO4HKX, W4DJW.
Here for a little bit. I'm waiting on my next stop to show up for work, and I'm a little early, so I'll be around for a little while. KO4HKX, 73.
JW, mobile again.
HKX, I'm still sitting here.
PXB, I had a question to what y'all's conversation was with the drone. Y'all have time?
PXB, I think. Go ahead.
It's possible, but it'd just neat concept to hook a radio to a drone, put it in repeater mode, and fly it to where, I guess you would stay in the range where the frequency that you wanted to receive, and how it would actually how much further it would let you communicate.
Visible. The thing is, you'd have to come up with a mechanism to conserve battery power while you were sitting there letting people use it so that you could return later. Because when they're sitting idle, normally their speed controllers are hot, so they're pulling current. But you could come up with a way to get around that. And you could accomplish, like fly it to a high advantage point, leave it sitting there for a while, like during a bicycle race, which we help out with every now and then. Yeah, you could do that. We're planning on making repeaters for video and control and telemetry so that when you can take a multirotor up high, and then you can take another one out far, and you can go through that repeater. So you can go out further without having to go up as high. That's the problem. Further out you go, the higher you've got to go. There's a 1/10 rule that has to be followed. And with repeaters similar to what you're talking about for video control and telemetry, you could get around that.
Be interesting to see you in. Yeah, that would definitely be interesting to experience, too.
Flying airplanes?
PXB. I have the Spark drone, and I love flying it, so that's pretty much what the part I'm into. Haven't got into the airplanes yet, but I've tried them in Germany, like I said, but haven't been able to do it since I got back.
For DJW, I've got a Spark, too. My wife bought me one. A few years ago, Spark and one of those 250-gram Mavic Minis, but the rest of mine are all home-built. I prefer doing the home-built stuff. She didn't know what to buy, so she bought me some of those prepackaged things. And they work. I like them. They're really good quality, but I'd a whole lot rather build my own.
Well, it gives you more pride in knowing you built something and getting it up in the air and seeing how well it functions.
And the main reason is no limits. A lot of theirs have a lot of limitations. And it's kind of frustrating when you're limited. When you build your own, you're only limited to your own imagination. W4DJW.
The ones where people build and they have little satellite dishes on top of them for better receiving their signals for the controls and pretty much a lot of stuff that they do.
Another idea that we had, we're going to use a big, slow-flying airplane because it can stay aloft a lot longer than a multirotor. Multirotors, they burn through a lot of energy really fast compared to something like a Telemaster Senior. Those things are really big. They fly really slow. You get up to altitude, you just put it in cruise control and just go around in circles, and that's your repeater in the sky. It doesn't have to hang on the... doesn't have to hang on top of a mountain or like some kind of structure or something like that. It just hangs in the sky. And if you build it right, you can get like 2 or 3 hours worth of flight time out of one of those things when they're just idle, just hanging around up there and the wind's not blowing too bad. And you'll have a 400-foot high repeater anytime you want it, anywhere you want it.
What's the limitations of having little solar panels on the planes to keep them not having to worry about a battery issue? I guess the weight of the battery that you're having to cycle the power to.
Experiments with that. You can see them on Google. Well, I mean, not Google, on YouTube. There's and some of them are successful. There's one guy that flew 100 miles trip and nonstop all the way out and all the way back. He followed it in his vehicle. And he had, like, Lance approval. That's the LAANC. That's the FAA approval system. And he flew it out and back and stayed up in the air for, like, 4 hours. And it was a solar plane. And it wasn't a solar plane like you would think. It wasn't the long, skinny wings. It was like a triangle-shaped wing because he could get more solar panels on it. And it worked. Not ideal for, the most efficient airplane, but enough to get the solar panels he needed to fly the flight he wanted to fly. So, yeah, that's possible. People are doing it. Yeah, but it's kind of early in the technology. They're crashing and breaking the fragile cells, and people are coming up with flexible cells. So it's advancing. It's not all the way there yet.
Pretty neat to see. I still like the ones where I've seen recently where the Forestry Commission actually has one that actually sprays the fire out for control burns.
There's a lot of really good ones. There's also gliders on there that are the fastest RC aircraft that there is out there. They're getting upwards of close to 600 miles an hour now with gliders. Gliders are faster than jets or any of the others, and they go up and down the side of a mountain, and they're up and down that mountain in less than a whole second, all the way to the top, all the way to the bottom, all the way to the top, all the way, and they get, the longer they go, the faster they go. Using that lift off of the mountain. And then some of them can't handle that kind of speed, and if they get any kind of a resonance in the wing or anything, the wing just explodes. But it's pretty cool to watch those, too. If you've never watched you know, 500 mile an hour RC or airplanes going up and down the side of the mountain in less than a second. Pretty cool thing to watch.
PXB. Yeah, I'll Google that on YouTube and check out some of those things. But I do watch some of the RC stuff that is on YouTube and just amazed how much money that people spend, like those fully a larger scale, like the Apache helicopters and the AC-130s and just massive planes and the helicopters.
I get the draw. I get what draws them to do that. But I've got a buddy that did that with a Corsair, and it was beautiful. He's a model builder for BMW. He builds model cars for them, models them before they come out with a concept or a proof of concept. And he put that much energy into a Corsair, and like on the third or fourth flight, he crashed it. I can't see putting that kind of time and money into. I mean, if you're super rich, you can have a model builder for you. And I can see that. But somebody who has a limited amount of time and limited funding, everything that you put in the sky is going to come down one way or another, and it's not always going to be as planned. Anyway, this is going to be my last one because I'm about to back it in the driveway. Patrick, good talking to you this morning. Stay safe out there, W4DJW.
Hey, you stay safe. I always enjoy talking to you, KO4HKX. And good morning, Lloyd.
BLX Mobile.
N6ZLX. KO4HKX.
Hey, good morning, KO4HKX. N6 Charlie Lima X-ray. What's happening, Patrick?
Not much. How are you?
Just trying to get to work, running late. Just decided I didn't want to move too fast this morning.
That when it's cold.
Get up, your back hurts. Like, I'll just take it easy. I'm laying under the front bumper of this car for 2 hours on Saturday. I got most of it back. It's got gaps still, but not much you can do when you got a bumper that's not new.
I was going to ask if you got that fixed yet.
Like you said, not much holding it together. Four screws underneath, and the rest of it's all those plastic plugs. The ones up in the fender well just they're just racked out. That's one reason why it's got a gap. It's got about a quarter inch gap. It could be better, but the one I broke it loose, I broke loose the glue they used to glue it when I complained about it before I bought it.
That happens. It's always the same spot.
Good thing, though, positive thing, I don't get that rattle anymore, so evidently the bumper was not being held on properly and it was making a rattle. It sounded like it was coming from the above me, but it had to be that because it's gone now.
Found a positive in it, so that's a good thing.
The glue is weird stuff. It looks like silicone, but it's not silicone because it's hard. But it definitely flowed like silicone. I guess it just had a stickiness to it. Maybe I can find that stuff at the auto parts store.
That would be right off the top of my head.
It flowed like silicone, but it hardened. So it must be something with a hardener that mixes fender glue or something. But it really wasn't glue, just was tacky enough to hold it together. But once it came apart, that was it.
Some two-part epoxies that you squeeze out in a tube for that kind of stuff, and that sounds like it may be what you found there.
I'm not too darn concerned. You know, you don't want these things too rigid, because if you do have a collision, you want it to come apart.
Let's do this weekend.
Yep. That was Saturday, and then shopping, and then we really didn't. We were invited to a Super Bowl party, but we didn't go this year. Didn't really watch the game. It was on in the background, but we made a bunch of wings at the house, air fried them. My belly is paying for it now, though.
To do with the Super Bowl, I don't care nothing about it.
Yeah, man, I couldn't even tell you one play that happened. I didn't watch it. I just was on. It was more an excuse to make wings.
Well, Mike, I'm going to have to say 7-3 for now. My customers are pulling in, so I'm going to have to get out and take care of them. You have a safe trip on into work, and have a good day. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear on your funnel.
All right, Patrick. You have a good day. Hopefully you have a good sales day. Looking up for me, too. And I'll talk to you maybe on the way in, or the way back. N6CLX.